Could a Greek default bring down some European banks?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou said his government will stay the course of budget reforms and deep cuts in spending. General strikes in Athens turned violent yesterday as workers protested all the austerity measures being debated in the parliament. Meanwhile, investors fear if Greece defaults on its massive debt, another European banking crisis could take hold. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The Greek government has borrowed almost $500 billion. 81% of that has been lent by European banks, with the French having the most exposure. A Greek default or restructuring would hit them hard. As a result, Moody's has just warned it may downgrade its credit rating on the big French banks. But there's a much bigger worry. The $2 trillion lent by European banks to other heavily indebted European countries. Peter Tarl Larsen is with the financial website Breaking Views.
The danger is that a Greek restructuring prompts people to start getting worried about the debt of other Eurozone countries, and that then you have a sort of potentially a vicious spiral that affects the confidence in the banking system.
Some analysts say that a Greek default could lead to a much wider loss of investor confidence, similar to the freeze in lending after the collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2008. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, an average of 0.5%. The Dow up 76 points, about 2/3 of a percent, really, up to 11,973 at the moment. Fewer people sought first-time jobless benefits last week, according to the Labor Department. Groundbreaking on U.S. homes got a bump in May. Housing starts hit a five-month high. And the nation's trade deficit widened in the first quarter with a jump in oil imports. Well, the CIA website was down for a time yesterday, the latest victim in a string of internet hacks that have targeted a whole host of companies and organizations. To be sure, there are a lot of hackers in the world that would love to claim credit for infiltrating at least the online face of our nation's spy agency. But one group called LulzSec is being the loudest about it. And John Moe is Marketplace Tech Report host and joins us now with the latest. Morning, John.
Hey, Steve.
How much of a mark are these guys, these LulzSec guys, making?
At the moment, they seem to be doing a lot of what are called directed denial of service attacks, which means simulating a lot of traffic to a website until the point where it crashes. But some of the other hacks they've been carrying out on Sony Pictures, for instance, involve actually getting into the site, stealing some personal information. It is mostly pranksterism right now, but as you know, Steve, sometimes pranks can end up hurting people.
Yeah, pranks. Well, I'm curious, though, John, the CIA, because that sort of concerns me, right?
Well, it is the CIA. It's the public-facing site of the CIA. And at this point, all we know is that the CIA.gov site went down for a while yesterday, and LulzSec did post a message saying, "Tango down CIA.gov for the lulz." Now, what we don't know for sure is, were they the ones doing it? Were they even claiming responsibility with that tweet? I mean, when you're dealing with anonymous, faceless organizations of jokesters, it's kind of hard to establish causality sometimes.
Who are these guys, these jokesters?
They are a group of hackers, and that's about all we know. What is interesting about them, though, is that they are very noisy. They're very public-facing. They have a website, and on the website, it plays the Love Boat theme loudly. And if you try to mute it, it plays it twice as loud. They have a Twitter feed. They have a request line. If there's somebody you think should be hacked, you can call a phone number and leave it on their voicemail.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously it's funny, the Love Boat, haha, and all of that, but it's not a funny thing when information gets hacked, and it seems like we're seeing a lot of this. What's going on here?
Things are bad, Steve. Things are really bad, and they seem to be getting worse. And what's happening is a lot of corporate security just hasn't been taken very seriously, and companies are seeing what they can get by with, what's good enough, and hackers are curious, and hackers are getting better.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey,
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com.
The Senate Banking Committee today will look at a bill that would increase how much money credit unions can loan to businesses. Credit unions say a lift in their lending cap could help create badly needed jobs. From Washington, here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Right now, credit unions' business loans are capped at about 12% of their assets. They want Congress to more than double the amount of money they can lend. John McGill is the chief lobbyist for the Credit Union National Association, a trade group. He says if the cap were lifted, $13 billion would be available immediately, money small businesses could use to create tens of thousands of jobs.
With high unemployment, the need for small business lending, we think the time is absolutely ripe for this.
But small business loans can be risky. Think about how many restaurants you've seen fail.
Don't let your friend start a restaurant. It's a really good way to go bankrupt.
That's Bill Black, a former banking regulator now teaching economics at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He says credit unions don't have the experience to deal with risky small business loans. But lobbyist McGill says credit unions can only lend to their members, and they know their communities. Congress is weighing the arguments with bills pending in both houses. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, last week, Google famously paid tribute to the late guitar giant Les Paul's birthday on its homepage, transforming the word Google into musical strings that people could record into a song. Well, soon versions of everything from Freebird to Stairway to Heaven started popping up on YouTube. Well, now, website Extreme Tech says all that music making cost the world more than $268 million in lost productivity. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Waikiki Beach brings Hawaii about $2 billion in revenue every year. But like the beach's sandy stretches, that revenue is in danger of being washed away.
I look at it as triage. What beaches can we save for the next generation, and which beaches are going to be difficult to save?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, changing climates, disappearing beaches, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.